Ladies and gentlemen, for those of you tuning in, this is Thursday Night Thunder.
What?
Thursday Night Thunder.
I can't hear. What?
Thursday Night.
Oh, fuck you, dude. I'm not even wearing them.
Thursday Night Thunder. What's the matter? Was it too loud for you?
Yeah.
Oh, and myself... I am Max Holiday. I'm joined tonight by Johnny Draven. It is July 9th, Thursday night. Thursday Night Thunder. Here on HPN 24/7.
.com.
This is a wrestling podcast.
Is it?
It is wrestling news. Rumors and our opinions.
Onions?
Opinions.
Onions.
Johnny Dravion.
Baby onions.
There you go. HPN 24/7.
Booty?
Yes. Little wrestling podcast we do here each and every Thursday night.
You know who doesn't do it?
Who does not do that? Who
Starks.
Yeah, he doesn't do anything.
Schmuck.
Bastards. Anyways. Into our wrestling, let's get right into the jazz of it, if you will. First and foremost, I think it's a proper.
Dude, you should do this totally in a Stark's voice.
How is that?
How he would talk.
How would Starks talk?
You know as well as I do.
I don't know how
just
he would talk.
Just do your best impersonation of him.
I'll
do mine after you do yours.
I want to hear yours.
No,
I don't
nay, even, you start.
No, I don't.
Nay. Go.
I don't have a Starks impersonation.
Come on.
I don't
this
have
is improv.
One.
And let's go.
I'm the big banana.
No, I mean, like, read one of these.
I don't know. I don't have a...
You can't do his voice. You can't do his...
No, I don't know what's his voice. I want to hear you. He doesn't have that unique of a voice to do an impersonation of, I don't think. I mean, I know I don't.
Don't we have something with his voice on somewhere? Like,
no.
That computer?
No.
There's nothing with his voice on there.
He's a Carsall voice.
That's the closest one we can do.
Yeah, that's really all there is. So you can't...
Do it in the Carsall voice.
You do it in the Carsall
voice. I will after you.
I'm not doing it in Carsall.
Oh.
It's ridiculous.
You're ridiculous.
This whole argument is ridiculous.
Four people are going to listen to this podcast. Let's just make them laugh.
No. They're now wondering what we're doing. Because I'm wondering what we're doing.
Damn it, he took the joke.
Well, I guess we could start off the night with the updated lineup for WWE's Battleground.
Oh, is that the next?
That's their next pay-per-view for July 19th. Oh, that's my sister's birthday.
I don't really pay to view it.
Well, some people still pay-per-view it. I don't know who pay-per-views it personally, but some people pay-per-view it, and Johnny Draven, he networks it for us. And that's what he does. We
by
watch
us?
Via the network. But here we go with the...
What is up? I feel like it's going to hurt my ears again. What's really going on here?
I really don't know. Nothing's going to hurt your ears.
Is it safe to come back?
Yeah, let's turn it way... We'll just turn it all the way down for you so you can... Is that better?
Oh, yeah.
Why don't you turn your hearing aids down first?
Oh, dude, no, that very first blast
that's
week.
It was,
wow, no higher than this.
Oh, my God. Okay. So now that we've wasted 6 minutes just bitching at each other.
Yes!
July 19th is WWE's Battleground pay-per-view.
Isn't that your sister's birthday?
It's my sister's birthday.
Oh.
At the Scott Trade Center in St. Louis, Missouri.
The Scott Trade Center?
The Scott Trade. Not the Scott Trade, the Scott Trade. Roman Reigns versus Bray Wyatt. I didn't know that was happening.
Yeah, Bray Wyatt's been interfering in all of Roman Reigns.
Why?
Exactly.
Well, we don't know why.
I don't know. I don't know why I don't know.
Preparing him?
I guess. I don't know.
All right. Well, he didn't do a very good job with John Cena. What's he going to do with Roman Reigns? Is this going to be like an introduction of a new character, our new new developmental character. Or what are we doing? What are we doing with Reigns? Bray Wyatt. All right. WWE World Tag Team Championship, the primetime players.
Millions of dollars. Millions of dollars.
Are taking on New Day.
How does that go?
I don't know.
How does he do that? Come on. You're a little drunk. Come on.
I have no clue.
Not Gay John Cena, but the other guy.
I don't know.
The big guy. No, he does the pounce.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Hey, what's his name?
I don't know. I don't.
He was like Father of the Year. He was voted Father of the Year.
You watch more than I do. I have no clue.
I don't know mid-carders.
I don't know mid-carders. All right. The WWE Intercontinental Championship, the champion Ryback, will defend against The Miz and Big Show. So we got a fatal three-way for the Intercontinental Championship.
Why is Miz even in there?
Why is Ryback the champion?
Why is Miz going to walk away being the champion?
I didn't know that.
Why?
I don't know, man. No, and no, Big Show is going to walk away.
No.
Yeah.
Because Ryback and Big Show are going to start doing shit, and Miz is going to steal it.
Miz is going to capitalize.
Yep. And then run. And those two will still have a feud later. Bada bing. You heard it here first.
I agree with you.
Sign me, Vince.
WWE United States Championship match. What happened? Your hip pop out, old man?
No, my ears, man.
What are you?
You came in with WWE.
WWE. Old man over here. Turn your hearing aid down. That's why I also
turn. How am I an old man if I have hearing?
I'm not complaining about the fact that you're sucking the microphone over there. If you actually kept it. And when I do it, you complain about it.
You're never complaining about it.
Yeah. So now we get to see why WWE Kevin Owens is getting his roster, main roster paycheck. He gets a United States Championship match against John Cena. He's going to take it off Cena. He's taking it off Cena. How many times is he? Oh, maybe not. This is the match that's going to count.
This is the one and one. They each have one on each other.
Oh, this is the rubber match, the championship match. Okay, so they have one and one. Owens?
I don't know.
I would go with Owens. I'm going with Owens. For sure, going with Kevin Owens. This is a stepping stone. Kevin Owens, he dropped the NXT title to Finn Balor, right?
Yes.
And when
Balor.
Okay, then the WWE World Heavyweight Championship, Seth Rollins champion, will take on Brock Lesnar.
Do you think he's going to take him to Suplex City, bitch?
Mm. Seth Rollins is taking Brock there?
Nay. Oh, my knee. God, old man problems.
See, I told you.
Fuck.
So that's the updated card so far. For Sunday, July 19th, in St. Louis, Missouri, WWE Battleground. Did you order this?
Did I do this?
Did you order this?
I did.
Okay.
It's got to keep playing throughout the whole show.
That probably won't happen.
Just put it on repeat.
But the reason that you are hearing that, Johnny Draven,
is because we have the NW here in studio.
We have the in studio tonight.
The NWO.
NWO in studio tonight.
The New World Order of Wrestling, brother.
We do not have the NWO in studio tonight, but they did turn 19 this week.
They did.
How does that make you feel?
Old.
That's a common theme tonight. Old man.
And so is this a old grumpy Thunder Thursday?
Old grumpy Thunder Thursday?
Sure.
Why not?
Hashtag it. Replay.
I like it. No.
Come on, we gotta.
NWO turns 19 this year, or yeah, this year, and man, I can't believe. I remember when Hogan, not Hogan, but when Scott Hall,
hey yo,
came walking down through the crowd.
In all jeans.
I was a freshman in high school.
Was it like a jean vest and jeans?
I was a freshman in high school. A huge wrestling mark. I was in the middle of...
At the Egg?
At the Agricultural High School.
Shout out.
Shout out to the Chi-Sad. Chi-Sad. Shout out to the...
Tip-top, tip in the nose.
Anyways, you don't like to be on camera, so my thing is blocking you out. Just so you know. For those of you that do are listening to this live via HPN, the number two, or
the number two,
HPN listen, the number four, the number seven, HPN, the number. So yeah, fuck it. Anyways, who cares?
Oh come on.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Don't worry about it. We don't care where they're coming from. So on to you. Your turn.
Happy birthday, NWO. Anyway. This kind of ties into NWO very loosely, might I add. I have a buddy that's got a buddy that was at this place where he heard Jeff Jarrett talk about Global Force Wrestling's television show title.
Yeah.
Amped. You know what Jarrett said?
Some stuff.
This is from the guy who knows the guy, mm-hmm. who saw this guy.
This is your dude.
Right.
Your connect.
Right.
Not the sponsor that's supposed to be sitting here talking to us right now, but he's not. Some other dude.
No, not that dude at all. Just other dudes.
Okay.
I know a few dudes.
All right. You know guys.
No homo.
What you're into.
I got it out. No homo.
Anyways, go ahead.
Why is it amped? Jared explained. I'm amped to not write stories, but document stories.
Yeah.
I'm amped to see the action.
Right.
Whether it be Lucha Libre, the strong style from Japan, or the pageantry from the U.S. We have international stars from around the globe, and I'm amped to get this program out. You heard that from my guy, who knows a guy, who saw a guy. But he was in the NWO 2000, I believe, the silver one. That's how he loosely tied it into the NWO.
Oh, yeah. That was a...
Now, choke on that, slap nuts.
I watched today... I don't know, even know why it was up, but I watched Jeff Jarrett lay down for Hulk Hogan for the heavyweight title. And before he does it, what's his name? Russo. Vince Russo was out there when he was managing Jarrett. And... So they get in there, the bell rings, Jarrett lays down, and Hogan's like, what's going on? Looking at the whole situation, like, what's happening here? And Russo's sitting there outside pointing at the belt, goes up, throws the title in the ring, walks away, and Hogan's like, this isn't right. I'm like, well, I don't remember this. Do you remember Jarrett laying down for Hogan and the reason why?
I think I do remember him laying down. I don't remember why. I know it was after the Nash. Obviously.
Yeah, it was. I don't know. It was really weird.
That was when WCW was getting. Like, by WCW 2000, it was shit.
Yeah,
it was the drizzling shit.
Hogan was. I just don't remember.
Me neither. That's the other problem.
I just don't remember at all, but whatever. Well, I'm trying to find the whole thing for Jeff Jarrett, but that's... Oh, here we go. Play this for you.
Oh, April 7th, 2014. April 7th, 2014 was the day that we just named the company. And then month by month, we would name a new promotion that we have an alliance with. And then as the weeks and months rolled along, we made the announcement about the Grand Slam Tour. And then we made the announcement, the Orleans. And then we've made, specific talent announcements. This announcement that I'm making today, with all the market research we've done, all the teamwork that's gone on to this, internally within Global Force Wrestling and outside of Global Force Wrestling, I couldn't be more excited to say that when we go to the Orleans, July 24th, it is our first set of tapings for the television show called Amped. Amped is the name we use. We really got the best feeling almost from day one. Different names of the television show. What's really going to wrap it around? And it's Amped. Why is it Amped? I'm amped to not write stories, but to document stories. I'm amped to see the action, whether it be Lucha Libre, whether it be the Strong
Style. Yeah, this is what I'm saying. You went over.
The pageantry of the U.S. We've got international stars from around the globe, and I'm amped to get this program out.
Amped. Yeah, so July 24th, Friday, July 24th is when Global Force Wrestling is going to Orleans Arena start taping for their TV show, Amped.
Amped.
So he's going the route of taped TV shows again. That's pretty interesting.
You know what else is interesting?
What else is interesting?
There's going to be a new TNA authority figure next week.
Oh, my God. What happened to Dixie Carter?
It's funny you ask. TNA president Dixie Carter returned to this week's Impact Wrestling and is now a babyface.
She was a heel?
I guess.
What?
Oh, because she had EC3 and all that shit. I don't know. She's now world champ. TNA, awful.
Yeah, EC3 is his champ, and my boy Tyrus, or Brodus Clay, is his bodyguard. What? Right?
Yeah.
What's the matter?
I'm not laughing. No, you are absolutely correct. It's just funny that he's a bodyguard. He's playing the role of a bodyguard, and that's what's funny. That's what he did before wrestling. He was Snoop's bodyguard.
Stick with what you know, I guess.
I know it was just funny. Don't get all offended. You brought up a good point.
Well, yeah, you made it sound like
you're so sensitive.
I was wrong. No, you made it come across like I said it like I was wrong. Like it's actually his illegitimate brother or some bullshit that I was missing on the storyline.
You're so delicate, like a flower.
Whatever.
Anywho, Dixie tweeted the following to her nephew about big changes coming to TNA. Now this is where I'm tying your Global Force in. I am sorry, Ethan Carter TNA. The hashtag Reign of Carter is over.
No.
I am not in charge. .. Neither are you. ..
You know, I saw something saying that I guess WWE...
The official Impact Wrestling account is teasing the new authority. Man, they are just god-awful for just the authority. That's what you're really calling it. You can't think of anything better. The executive.
Really? The executives would be good.
Anything would be better than the new authority.
The executives would be really good. That would be... I like the executives. The executives. The executives, too. The executives of Impact. The executives of Destination America.
I think Amped is going to be Impact. Do you think I'm crazy for that?
Wait, what?
Since Dixie's stepping down.
Amped is going to be Impact?
You think?
No.
No?
The Impact...
I want to get the idea out there.
I want to say that Impact is going to... that's going to crash and burn. See, I don't know, man, because Ring of Honor seems to be doing pretty good.
Right.
So let me get this straight now. Here's the landscape of wrestling as it stands. I believe, and correct me if I'm wrong, we have WWE at the top.
Correct.
Underneath that now, we have Impact.
Yep.
Ring of Honor.
Correct.
Global Force.
Yep.
Lucha Underground.
Yep.
And New Japan's kind of making some noise, too, now, here in the States as far as wrestling, on this level, right?
Correct.
And obviously there was a pay-per-view, I think.
Right.
Wow. So.
You want to know how I'm going to do this? Watch how I'm going to tie this together.
Are you getting ready? Yeah, no, I'm definitely ready.
Global Force's locker room is all TNA guys. Mostly.
Okay. So are you saying...
Impact, it's the same guys.
Are you saying...
It was all...
No.
It was all a dream.
Lucha Underground, their guys don't work anywhere.
That didn't work out perfectly like I thought it did in my head?
No. By no means did it work out perfectly.
All right, let's move on. Your turn.
So wait a minute. So someone's got to fall off. Either someone's got to fall off or someone actually has to step up and actually become competition for WWE. The question.
Nobody. If you combined all of those together, would you get close to the competition?
Okay, well then, okay.
Because the name, the brand, the trademark, the everything, you're not going to build that from anywhere else.
So how is this? Man, how is this all going to pan out? I'm curious because, okay, well, let's think about this. Jared is going to go with the documentation angle, probably the snooping on people angle.
Technically, TNA was his, that was his, he was an owner of it.
They're going to do the whole...
The beginning. I just want that out
there. Let's just get off the fucking topic.
No, I want to hear it. I was just, another...
They're sticking with the whole reality-based. For Global Force is all it is. It's going to be scripted, but it's going to be reality-based. It's what they were doing with Impact. I don't know what they're doing. I don't even watch any of this. So.
I don't watch Impact because I don't get that channel. I'm not upset about it at all.
No, I don't know. I'm more into Game of Thrones right now than I am wrestling on TV.
You know what I like?
What?
True Detective.
Oh, interesting. I've been meaning to get into that, too.
The first season is amazing, and they're just... They're on, like, the fourth... Or third episode of the second season.
Huh?
Vince Vaughn's in this one.
WWE Hall of Famer Ric Flair noted on a recent edition of his Woo Nation podcast. Yeah. Everybody has a podcast. That he underwent complete medical testing by WWE. And he noted the doctors told him that he has no medical issues.
What?
So the following statement is released by Ric Flair via his podcast. I don't have any health issues. Everybody else has hips and knees. I had to go to Pittsburgh for a physical because they wanted me to do some in-ring stuff. I go there to see the heart specialist. They tested me for 4 hours. The doctor said, there's something wrong with you. Has to be. And I said, yeah. It's called an hour Broadway every night, brother. The guy looked at me and said, that was a medical miracle.
Miracle.
Ric Flair. Woo! The medical miracle.
There's nothing wrong with him.
No, there's absolutely nothing wrong with him. He is in tip-top condition. Ric Flair is a medical miracle. How does it make you feel?
There's hope for me.
Yeah, right.
What makes him special?
He's Ric Flair.
Yeah, I'm Johnny Draven.
And?
Exactly. Thank you.
I want to see you do an hour Broadway. I want to see you do a 15-minute Broadway.
I can get up on stage.
Let alone an hour. Yeah, right. Yeah, I want to see that shit, man.
Oh, we can let you book me the one-man show, I'll do it. Elvis has left the building.
Bum, bum, bum.
Green Giant.
Your turn. That's why I'm not talking.
No, it's totally your turn.
I just did Ric Flair.
Oh.
Jesus Christ, man.
That was me dropping the ball.
Yeah, it totally was.
Oh, let me take... Oh, I'm almost out of Pepsi. Oh.
Bum, 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 ba-da-bum, bum, 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 bum.
All right, I'm back.
Jeez, man.
So, you know there's going to be a new tag team in NXT?
There's a new tag team in NXT.
Yeah, 50 was telling me. We were texting.
Okay.
He said this Chad Gable character revealed that Jason Jordan is finally taking him up on his offer to be a tag team. Next week, they'll be in action against Elias Sampson, and Steve Cutler.
Interesting.
Exactly.
Interesting.
I then told 450, I don't know any of these people. And he said, neither do I.
Oh, wow.
And then we laughed and made fun of Starks for half an hour.
Yeah, wow.
Hilarious.
That's good stuff, man.
Your turn. That's I don't want you to forget stuff. Like I did.
All right. Maybe you don't know how this radio stuff works.
Oh, I do. I just forgot.
Okay.
It's going to be my turn now. After you. That's our next guest?
No, not our next guest.
Oh.
Kurt Angle was recently asked in an interview who he would like to retire against.
You suck. You suck. Remember that?
Who?
You suck.
I do. Who do you think Kurt Angle's retirement match? Who do you think he would be best suited to have a retirement match against?
Like, take him out?
Yeah, you know, just a farewell match. Who would you like to see Kurt Angle in a farewell match? I didn't know he was going to retire, or the topic of retirement was even on his mind, but he was asked in an interview who he would want to retire against. Who do you think Kurt Angle would retire against?
My first thought was Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar? Really? Why would that be your... I'm just curious why your first...
There's some wrestling background there.
Okay. Maybe some shoot stuff, maybe?
Right.
Okay. Some collegiate, maybe. Okay, I could see that. That would be interesting to see. For sure.
And my second one was also going the same route with... what's that guy's name?
I don't know.
Stoner with Zed.
Holy crap. The real American.
Jack Swagger.
There you go. Jack Swagger. For retirement?
What do you think about Cesaro?
That would definitely have to be an interesting program. I could see that. Cesaro and Angle. And a career versus whatever.
Yeah.
That would be cool. I could totally dig it. Kurt Angle said, my retirement match would be Daniel Bryan. He's so polished in the ring, I just don't know if it's possible, but I'd love it. I don't even think it'd be possible for that match to happen now with the condition of Daniel Bryan.
Yeah, they're not even sure if he's coming back.
Yeah, I got a feeling that probably would not happen. Sorry. However, when asked if he'd want to face Undertaker at WrestleMania 22 and break the streak of facing him at No Way Out. Break the streak instead of facing... What? On if he wanted to face Undertaker at WrestleMania 22 and break the streak instead of facing him at No Way Out. Oh, okay. Back in the day. That confused me. Undertaker at Mania was only a thought that the Undertaker came up with. I would have preferred him at Mania. Not to break the streak, but for the respect I have for him.
Rest.
At that point in his career... He didn't have the Mania match he always wanted, but he did after WrestleMania 22, Shawn Michaels, Triple H. So I'm happy he got the Mania match he deserved.
And Paul Bearer died.
Yeah, absolutely.
Holy shit.
Ready for a little bit more Kurt Angle there? All right, yeah. So on who he wants to retire against, he would love to wrestle Daniel Bryan, and he's not so upset over not breaking Taker's streak, so... Woohoo. Yay, Angle. I didn't even know he was talking retirement, though.
Yeah, he's kind of falling apart. I think he just had a neck surgery.
Oh, wow.
Something like that.
That's crazy.
So you know what Sheamus just broke?
What's that?
A WWE TV record.
Sheamus. No way.
Yeah. The North American Wrestling Rankings website, which has been keeping WWE's...
Oh, snap, sorry. Go ahead. It's kind of like you interrupting me, but I don't know. Go ahead.
The North American Wrestling Rankings website, which has been keeping WWE television-related statistics since November of 2006, reported the following on Sheamus breaking a record this week. When Sheamus defeated Roman Reigns by countout on the 7/6/15 episode of Raw, it was his 200th televised singles victory.
Wow.
The Celtic Warrior is the first wrestler to win 200 TV matches. He was just the fourth wrestler to win 100 matches back on 8-3 of 2012. Others nearing the milestone as of 7-8-15 are Randy Orton with 197.
Wow.
And John Cena, who can be seen up there with 188. Sheamus then tweeted the following about the record. First superstar to...
Today, Junior!
The first superstar to notch up 200 televised singles victories in WWE history, you say? Greatest of all time? Hashtag, are you not entertained? Those were all with question marks at the end. Your turn, I gotta grab a Pepsi.
Jeez, drink all the Pepsi.
Make it a long one.
Studio.
Make it a long one.
Man.
I'm gonna go to the store for the Pepsi.
Yeah, go to the store. And Z never comes back. No. Johnny Draven literally getting up in the middle. Oh, wow. Well, I was going to talk that, but no, we're not talking that at all. So, yeah. According to Tyson Kidd appeared on Chris Jericho's Talk Is Jericho and revealed the fact that he had helped facilitate the reunion between former enemies Shawn Michaels and Bret Hart. He's quoted as saying, "I ended up getting Bret's number and giving it to Shawn. I don't think they could have spoken on the phone. I think Shawn's smart and knew Bret's itinerary. So when Bret was on the plane for the first Raw back, maybe Shawn called because he knew he was in the air." Kid concluded, "I went straight to voicemail and he left a message. So at least there's the little bit of peace." You can listen to the full podcast on podcast1.com.
Hello, I'm back.
You know what this is? Without looking at the screen?
No, I mean I knew it was Chris Jericho's theme.
Yeah.
In WCW.
That was his first theme.
I knew that.
Yeah, of course you did. Being the mark that you are for Chris Jericho.
And then it became...
Whatever the special guest we were supposed to have, man.
I don't know.
So disappointed.
So am I.
So disappointed.
You win me, bubble.
Ring of Honor has confirmed that X2...
Oh, I thought it was going to be XXX. Lady Wrestling. Oh, shit.
X2, is that former two-time?
Two-time.
I don't know. Ring of Honor World Champion Austin Aries will be appearing in ring during the July 17th show in Samstown Casino. They note that Aries has told officials that he wants to address the fans in Las Vegas, but what he has to say isn't clear. A number of matches have already been signed for the Ring of Honor event. And those matches are... Let's see, we have the Vegas Wild Card main event with Jay Lethal, Roderick Strong, and Moose versus Jay Briscoe, Dalton Castle, and Kyle O'Reilly.
Oh, really?
Yes. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions
of the World
Bucks.
Love them or hate them?
Do you love them or hate them?
I really don't like them. Isn't it... I don't like Generation Me.
Yeah. Young Bucks.
Fuck these assholes. How dare you play this on the NWO birthday week?
Anyways, IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team Champions, the Young Bucks.
Where's DX when you need them?
Are taking on Roppong Vice. I don't know what the hell that is. Then ROH World Television Championship number one contender tournament. Winner to face off in a three-way elimination to determine the number one contender for the World Television Championship. The opening round matches for the Ring of Honor World Television Championship Network Contender Tournament are Christopher Daniels versus Mark Briscoe.
How many Briscoes are there?
I don't know. Two? I think there's only two. Matt Taven versus Bobby Fish. Who?
Exactly.
And Frankie Kazarian versus ACH.
Who's ACH?
No. Then you have Maria Kanellis. Will also have a special announcement. Also in action is the Kingdom. Kingdom's Adam Cole and Michael Bennett. Silas Young. War Machine Hanson and Rowe. And that'll all be July... What did I say this was? 17th. Friday the 17th.
Oh, fuck these assholes.
At Sam's Town Hotel and Gambling Hall in Las Vegas, Nevada.
Ugh.
What?
Fuck those assholes. So anyway, I just got an email.
Okay.
From a buddy of mine who was in Japan, who saw the Beast in the East show.
All right.
He also went backstage. He just snuck in.
He just snuck in.
He's like, I'm American. I'm with the show. They're like, cool.
So you just got people that sneak in places.
Only in Japan, because you kind of stick out.
Okay.
So anyway, you're telling me who booked Beast in the East?
Okay, so who booked Beast in the East?
You'll never guess.
All right.
Never ever gonna guess.
Alright, who? I don't know. The hell?
Puppy Power.
Puppy Power.
Oh, not Pupple Power. That's right, kids. That's right.
I don't know what. Oh.
Big Johnny Laurinaitis. Mr. Excitement himself.
Oh, People Power.
Exactly. The creator of People Power. John Laurinaitis served as the producer and head agent for WWE's recent tour of Japan, including the critically acclaimed Beast in the East WWE Network special.
Wow.
He then goes on to say, it was Laurinaitis who came up with the idea to use streamers before the NXT Championship match with...
Oh, come on!
With Finn Balor and Kevin Owens, as well as the pre-match ceremony where the women in kimonos presented flowers to both Balor and Owens. Laurinaitis had the idea...
Fuck out of here.
Laurinaitis had the idea to cater to the local crowd and give the show a unique Japanese touch. I was saying that earlier. That was a stark contrast to what we regularly see on WWE TV.
That scared the shit out of me, too.
WWE did send a production crew to Tokyo to air the show, but they saved a lot of money by using a stripped-down production setup. The live WWE Network special, though, was considered to be a major success, and WWE officials are already looking at doing more network exclusive specials. Cut his music. Cut his fucking music. I thought we were doing Stone Cold.
Yeah, we were.
Because I was getting ready to stop a mud hole in your ass.
No.
Oh shit, here it comes.
Well, it was announced that the cover...
You stupid son of a bitch.
The cover of WWE 2K16...
What?
What? Is Steve Austin.
What?
Stone Cold.
What?
Mr. 316.
What?
Austin 316.
What?
WWE 2K316.
2K316? 2K316. I like what you did. What?
Yeah. Anyways, give me a hell yeah.
What?
2K announces Stone Cold Steve Austin as WWE 2K16 cover superstar.
What?
WWE Hall of Famer film and television personality, producer, and podcasting innovator set to inject Texas-sized attitude in a flagship WWE video game franchise.
Oh, shit. So my buddy, who was in Japan and backstage,
also sent
me this little snippet.
Oh no, what happened?
Neville, that little British prick or whatever he is, injured my homie from Wyoming, Chris Jericho.
No.
Yeah. While wrestling in Japan this past weekend, Chris Jericho suffered a neck injury during his match with Neville. The injury happened when Jericho caught Neville on a dive spot. Originally, the injury was believed to be a serious one. However, he has reportedly recovered from it already and is under the belief that it will be completely gone in
awesome.
A few days.
Awesome. Because Jericho invented healing from a neck injury within 3 days. He's almost Christ-like.
He is.
He is?
He is.
All right.
Just don't nail him.
Don't worry, I won't.
Dun, 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 dun.
I won't. Over the weekend, Mick Foley posted an update on Facebook about meeting with China and how someone called him a corporate sellout on Twitter with regards to the WWE recently.
What?
Mick spoke about the documentary film that China is a part of. And how he hopes that will help her move on from everything that's going on in the past, or that's gone on in the past, rather.
Yeah.
The hardcore legend wrote, China, I had to laugh when I was accused on social media a few days ago of becoming a corporate sellout for WWE. I guess because I compliment them and their product quite a bit. But as I mentioned to my wife, corporate sellouts don't tend to invite China over to hang out with their family and watch WWE pay-per-views. But seeing China recently brought back a flood of great memories of not only how good a friend she was to me, but how incredibly kind she was to my daughter so many years ago. Taking her by the hand and doing her makeup, treating her to that dorky, nerdy humor, and that amazing laugh. Most of you reading this probably have either forgotten that amazing laugh or never knew it existed in the first place. Now she's part of a documentary film, The Reconstruction of China, which I hope will help her find peace and closure. Maybe even her rightful place in the WWE Hall of Fame.
Just OD.
To learn more about her documentary, you guys, and how you can contribute to her Kickstart campaign,
fuck that.
Just go to TheRealChina.com.
Just do a couple more porns. You know, Mr. Holiday, every time you think you know the answer.
Yeah, I usually do know the answer.
I go ahead and change the question.
What do you mean?
Backstage news on what happened between Stone Cold Steve Austin.
Right, and?
The Hot Rod, Rowdy Roddy Piper. WWE dropped Roddy Piper from his WWE Legends contract, according to Ric Flair, due to issues with Steve Austin over Podcast One.
Wait, what?
Apparently, the issues reportedly began when Piper claimed that Austin got Piper's podcast booted off of Podcast One after satirical comments were made by comedian Will Sasso, who was impersonating Austin on a Piper's Pit podcast that took place earlier this year.
Come on.
Buck sang Piper. Say that.
Piper's Pit podcast.
Say it a few more times.
Piper's Pit podcast. Piper's Pit podcast. Piper's Pit podcast.
Ah, see? Yeah. Anyway.
Stone Toad.
Him too. He noted earlier this week that at age 50, he has no time for quote-unquote soap opera stuff. Austin claimed he had nothing to do with Piper getting pulled from Podcast One. He said he contacted the presidente of Uno Podcasto and was informed that Piper asked for a meeting with them to tell the company that he no longer wanted to do a podcast for them. And additionally, might I add, Austin said he is not to blame for Piper leaving and claimed Piper himself is the one who wanted to leave. Austin added that despite everything, he has no hard feelings toward Piper. Hot Rod plans to address the situation on his next podcast. As he is quoted to be saying, this will be cleared up and gone after my next podcast. I heard what Steve said. Respect. My honor's not for sale. It's new Piper.
Yeah. Speaking of Piper, Dean Ambrose will be appearing in the upcoming WWE studio film 12 Rounds 3 Lockdown, which is set to hit theaters and on demand September 11th. The synopsis of the movie is Ambrose plays Shaw, a detective that returns to active duty after the death of his partner. When he uncovers evidence linking his fellow officers to a murder, they frame him for a homicide he didn't commit.
No.
Trapped in his own precinct, Shaw will do whatever it takes to expose the dirty cops and clear his name.
Dirty cops.
With 12 rounds in the clip.
Holy
and
shit.
One in a and one shot at redemption, nothing will stand in Shaw's way in this action-packed thriller.
But the 13th guy...
Great.
So, I don't know if you saw on Monday, but Brock Lesnar threw a car door.
What?
He did. He ripped it off the car and threw it.
What do you mean?
You know, just listen up. Oh, shit, he's here. Holy fuck. As reported earlier this week, a fan was injured by a piece of the Cadillac car door that was thrown by Brock Lesnar on Monday's WWE Raw event in Chicago.
Chicago, Chicago.
The fan was then tended to by WWE trainers and EMTs before being brought backstage and later returning to his seat to watch the rest of the show. WWE also loaded him up with tons of free merchandise. The New York Daily News has picked up on the story, which has prompted WWE to release an official statement. The statement reads, WWE immediately responded to the incident during last night's show. The fan was unharmed and declined any medical attention. End quote. Eat. Sleep.
Repeat.
Damn right.
Man, well, that's kind of crazy.
What a rush.
What?
No chance, that's what you got. Oh, shit, he's our guest now?
No.
Oh, well, we had no chance.
This week it was leaked. 8 pages of supposed guidelines given out by Vince McMahon to the commentators.
Really?
Yep. While announcers are given quite a bit of freedom to add some personality to broadcast, there are some rules. Whether it's common sense or handed down from their bosses, they must follow. Redditor King Jabba took to subreddit Squared Circle to post what appear to be the rules that WWE CEO Vince McMahon has asked his announcers to follow. There's a ton of do's and don'ts to avoid, and just in general tips to make viewing experience a lot better for for the viewers. Let's see here. Some of the stuff that is on here. Don'ts. Do not say a talent does not care about winning the match. Everyone should care about winning matches. If the superstars don't care, why should fans?
Word.
No cursing.
Fuck that.
Don't call blood. Don't say, Edge is busted open. Instead say, Edge got his teeth knocked down his throat, or Edge's nose must be broken. Don't call the obvious. The ref is counting to 10. Instead say, Edge better get back in the ring, or he'll be counted out.
Out.
Don't say, the audience is chanting for Matt Hardy. The audience can hear that plainly. Instead, lay out, let the audience at home feel the energy of the live crowd.
Just feel it.
Don't say,
just feel it.
The Big Show has huge hands. Say,
holy
the Big
shit.
Show's fist is the size of Jericho's head.
Whoa.
I think I've heard that one before.
Basic thugonomics.
Oh, man. Let's see. What else is there? Embellish. Embellish the action. Be descriptive. Triple H's head just careened off the announce table. Jack Swagger's gut-wrench powerbomb is like being thrown from a 12-story building.
You done?
Yeah. Sorry. It was some good stuff there, man. We got about 5 minutes left in the program, though.
So let's just say goodnight, Jake. Goodnight, Jake.
Goodnight, Jake.
From State Farm.
All right, yeah.
No. What are you wearing?
You know what
that
I
sounds awful.
What, are you going to sleep over there?
Maybe.
Jesus Christ, man. Goodnight,
so
sweetheart.
So tired.
Goodnight, sweetheart. Here we go again.
I'm up.
All right. Well, here's what I'll do with it. With about 5 minutes left in the program, I can tell you little local wrestling 411. This Friday, if you are in the Chicagoland area,
that's a big area.
July 10th, the House of Anarchy at 9831 South 78th Avenue in Hickory Hills, Illinois. Anarchy Pro presents Friday Night Fights. Doors open at 7. Bell time is 7:30. It's $10 to get in, and it's $5 under 12. There is concession.
Dollar beers?
There are no dollar beers.
Oh, I'm not going.
Of course, they are proudly sponsored by something that I can't... What? Somewhere, something in Arlington Heights? And Jimmy's Place in Lyons, Illinois.
Lyons?
Mm-hmm.
Are there any lions in line?
No. But that's Friday night, so like I said, check them out, anarchypro.com, for more information. Also, if you are in the Lake Station, Indiana, Northwest Indiana area this Saturday.
Will you be?
Saturday night, July 11th, ARW Pro brings to you some great wrestling action. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. Bell time is 7:30. All seats are only $10. And that's at the Lake Station American Legion.
We are Legion.
Yes.
For we are many.
The ARW heavyweight champion, Willie the Bomb Richardson, will be in action defending his title against whom we do not know just yet.
Boom.
ARW Indiana champion and co-host of the Hop Hot on Monday nights, Super Bad Santana Starks, will be taking on the black dude with nunchucks.
What?
I forget his name. I forget his name right now. Tavern something like that. I forget what it is. Anyways, that's who he's fighting. He was trying to help out, man. Yikes. And hey, if you missed out and you're listening to this podcast and you missed out, Blitz was at the baseball game today, the Crestwood.
Where were you?
I was here doing this podcast with you. I was actually supposed to be here doing this podcast with you and a sponsor. Well, I knew somebody that wants to sponsor the podcast, actually sponsor the network, and I forfeited that. Fortunately, that's not happening anymore, man. But don't worry, though. Show's over. You can go home and go to bed. And, Wow.
Am I the only one hearing this?
Yeah, you are. But, if you guys are not already, make sure you go follow us at The Hop Pod. That is at The Hop Pod. Like us on Facebook at TheHopPod.com. Quick reminder, though, that all this year...
#RiderFree2015.
So yeah, go like us on Facebook at The Hop Pod. Yeah, follow us on Twitter at The Hop Pod, Instagram The Hop Pod. Johnny Draven, is there anything you'd like to say before we get out of here? You go home and go to bed.
Children. Have a good night. Don't die to meet me. Live to love me.
All right, everybody. Wait, will there be a... There will be a Thunder next week. I know that Blitz is not wrestling, so it won't be there. Yes, there will be a Thunder the 16th. There will not be one the 23rd because I don't have my family reunion and no one else knows how to do this stuff in here.
Boo.
So the 16th, and then we'll be back on the 30th.
Boo. You're going to be back on the 30th?
For Thunder.
Oh, I thought you were gonna be gone for 2 weeks.
No. I wish I was going to be gone for 2 weeks, but man, no.
Only if I was with you.
Man, no. Thank you for joining us once again, everybody, for Thursday Night Thunder. I'm Max Holiday. That's Johnny Draven.
And he is not your baby's daddy.
Till next week, or till next time. Till Monday. Monday for sure. Monday, the Hop Pod returns here on Blog Talk Radio and HPN247.com.
Yeah.
So till next time, we'll catch you on the flip side. We out of here.
Booyah.